Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the Daf for Hoshana Rabbah Tov Shin Ayin Dalad is Tzadi Zayin Maseches Pesachim, the 420th Daf in Shas. Our Gemara will pick up analyzing the Mishnah that we had above on Tzadi Vavam Abeis, where Rabbi Akiva explained that a Karban Pesach that was intended originally to be brought as a Karban Pesach, but ultimately it was lost and another was found in its place. There are times it could be brought as a Shlam and times they cannot. Rabbi Akiva explained that if it was found before the Shechitas HaPesach of its quote-unquote replacement, so then in such a case you were Docha it be Yadayim, the first one, and only its monies could be used for Shlamim. While if it was found after the Shechita, so then in such a case its monies don't have to be redeemed. Rather, you could shecht it as a Karban Shlamim. Our Gemara yesterday had given some qualifications from Rava, see yesterday's daf, and today we're going to pick up 8 lines from the bottom where Rava will give a different qualification. The Gemara will get involved with a important Mishnah in Maseches Tmura on Chaf Aleph on Mebeis on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, and that is, the Gemara will say that those categories of Karban Chatos that need to be put to death and not be brought as a Karban, if those things happen to a Karban Pesach, we'll give one example now, we'll discuss them more when we do the Daf, a Tmura of a Chatos, for example, has to be put to death, but a Tmura of a Pesach could be brought as a Shlamim. Once again, Rabbi Yochanan will get involved with whether we're talking about whether it was found before the Shechita or after the Shechita, whether Tmura was done before the Shechita or after the Shechita. That will occupy most of Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph, the halachos of Tmura, as well as Achatas Shemesa, as well as we will discuss in Amid Beis, the Shechita, Rabbi Yochanan, that says that a Pesach would only be brought as a Shlamim if it's found after another Pesach has been slaughtered in its place, because otherwise we would say that the Pesach was nidcha b'yadayim and it has to be redeemed. And finally, the Gemara will get back to the Svara that we had spoken about yesterday, whether the critical factor is the Shechita, as we had just mentioned, literally in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or the most critical factor being whether Chatzos passed and the Karban Pesach was not found. That will bring us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Let us now go back to another tradition of what Rava had taught. We pick up where we left off yesterday, 7 lines from the bottom, on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, Iko Demaskni Lo Aresha. Some presented the Shita of Rava in regards to the Resha and not in the Seifa. Rava's teaching was the following. You need to make a distinction, not only whether the animal was found before the Shechita, Karban Pesach, or after, but even if the animal was found before, but the Tmura was done after, the halacha might change. We had one version of Rava yesterday that you could look back at, and we're going to now see the second version. Ika de Masna al-Resha, some at Rava's teaching, not on the Seifa, as we had learned yesterday, but the Resha. What was the Resha of our Mishnah? HaPesach, Shnimtze Kodem Shechitas HaPesach. If the Karban Pesach that was lost was found before the slaughtering of its replacement, we learned in our Mishnah, Yira Achi Yistayv, V'yimacher V'yav B'dam Shlam. V'chein Tmuras, the same applies to the Tmura. Amar Rava, but Rava taught, Lo Yishanu El Shenimtza Koidim Shechita, V'himir Boi Koidim Shechita. This only applies that the Tmura cannot be brought as a Shlamim if the Tmura was done also prior to Shechita. Aval Nimtza Koidim Shechita, but if the lost Karban Pesach is found before the Shechita of its replacement. V'hamir ba achar Shechita, but the Tmura was done after a Shechita, so even though the lost Karban Pesach is stuck, it's considered as if you were dachia it be a daim, as we explained above, that if it's found before the Shechita and you don't do the Shechita on it, then it's as if you pushed it away, and it's as if you pushed away the kachim, and you have to wait till it gets a blemish and then redeem it. However, that's not what happened to the Tmura. The Tmura took place after the Shechita, so Tmura sa kreva shlamim. The Tmura is brought as a regular shlamim. My time. Ki kava Shechita, what's the reason? Because when did we kava Shechita? Mide de chazile. Shechita only says it that you've been dachi b'yedaim, that carbon which you could have brought. Mide de lo chazile, lo kava. But here, you didn't create the Tmura until afterwards. So the tmura is not considered nitcha b'yadayim.
Eisvei Abaye, Abaye had a following question on this. Im kesev, this is a drasha that we had learned on yesterday's daf on Amud Aleph. The Torah Kedoshah says, im kesev. Excuse me, we even learned it on Amud Beis, about 12 lines top. The Torah Darshans, in regards to a shlamim, that a shlamim could be brought as a lamb as well. The question is, why is the word im used? Matam alomer. So what's that coming to tell us? L'rabos tmuras ha-pesach. It's coming to include a tmura of a pesach, achar ha-pesach shekreva, that after the carbon pesach has been brought, shlamim, that it's considered carbon shlamim and could be brought, the tmura could be brought as a shlamim. Yochal aflefnei ha-pesach kein. I might think that if the tmura was designated before the shchitas ha-pesach, then also it could be brought as a tmura. Talmud loymer hu. Hu krav ve'ein tmuras ha-pesach kreva. If it's around, if it's in existence before the shchitas ha-pesach, then it can't be brought. And like we learned in our Mishnah, it would have a din of yiroa ad shi'istayf. Analyzes Abaye. Hechidam. What was that Russia talking about? Ilei mishnim tzakadim shchita v'hem b'kadim shchita. If we're talking about an animal that that was originally designated as a Karim Pesach, was found before Shechita, and the Tmura was done before Shechita. Pshita, that's Pasha. Lama Likra, of course, it's Dachi Be'adayim. As Rashi says in the first narrow line, it was Nitche Be'Pesach. Elav, Shenimtze Kodim Shechita, it was found before Shechita, the original Karban. V'himir Bo Achar Shechita. And the Tmura was done after Shechita, and we say, nevertheless, that Tmura cannot be offered as a shlamin. That's what the Seifa, when it says, hu krav, ve'ein tmuras ha-pesach kreva, is talking about case when the original animal was found before the shechita, and the tmura was done afterwards. The rationale for Abaye's understanding of the braisa is quite straightforward, and that is, since you're trying to pick up from the status of the original animal when you do tmura, when you're transferring, the original animal is already nitche from a shlam. So tmura is also nitche of the shlam. Tiyufta de Rava, tiyufta. So we reject this tradition of Rava that we started with the daf with. It could be that yesterday's tradition of Rava would still be accepted, but today's tradition of Rava, the second lashon of Rava, is rejected.
The Gemara now brings up a new topic, an important Mishnah in Maseches Tmura, and it will get back to the distinction that we've made between a Karban Pesach that's found before Shechita and a Karban Pesach that's found after Shechita. The Mishnah in Tmura describes that there are five Karban Chataos, animals that have been designated as a Karban Chataos, that ultimately are not brought as a Karban. They're put into a corral where they ultimately die. The five are mentioned in Rashi, Dibur Maslam, or Shmuel, and they are the offspring of a Karban Chatas, a Tmura of a Karban Chatas, a Chatas whose owners have passed away, a Chatas whose owners, for whatever reason, had a Kapara with a different animal and not that one, and finally, if the animal becomes too old, the Karban Chatas is supposed to be brought with a year of age. So now let's continue on. The Gemara 6 lines in Amar Shmuel, Kosha B'Chatas Mesa, whenever you have one of these five categories of Karban Chatas that be put together, the Pesach krav shlam. With the Karban Pesach, they would not be put to death, but they could be brought as a shlam. B'chol shebechatas roeh, and when it comes to those Karbanos chatas that aren't put to death, but rather they are supposed to graze until they get a mum, and then they are going to be redeemed.
Rashi tells us that we should wait for the Gemara that will give us examples of chatas that are roeh. And our Gemara says, whenever the chatas we roeh, b'Pesach nami roeh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan adds that we have to take into account the variable that Rava had already emphasized, and that is Eina Pesach Krav Shlamim. These halachos that Pesach would be brought as a shlamim el shenimtza achar shchita is only if the Pesach was found after the shchita. Aval kodim shchita lo, but before shchita would not apply, as we had accepted in our previous sugya. There was one part of Rava that was rejected, but this fundamental rule was accepted, and that is if the Pesach is found before the Shechita, then it's already Nidche. Rav Yosef challenges the rule that Shmuel above had given, and that is that number one, Kol Shebechatas Mesa Pesach Krav Shlomim. Number two, Kol Shebechatas Roeh BePesach Nami Roeh. Anytime that by Karmen Chatas it's supposed to pasture, the Pesach would also pasture. Does that work? Rule work? Asks Rav Yosef. Varechatas She'avra Shnasa, a Karmen Chatas that's over a year old, that the halacha is Dilurei Azli, it's supposed to pasture. In parentheses, we could add that Rashi points out that there seems to be a stira. Above, we had mentioned from Rashi that it's over a year old. So then in such a case, it doesn't go to pasture, but rather it's supposed to die. And Rashi quotes how the Gemara in Tzmura answers that problem. So let's run with the statement as presented. And that is, Chata Shavar Shnasa is, now we're assuming, is Lareya Azla. We view it as if it is in literally standing in a cemetery. Rashi says that expression means to indicate that the Kohen can't go close to it to be able to do the Shechita. V'ro, and it pastures until it gets a mum. V'ilu b'pesach, but when it comes to Karban Pesach, that's not the halacha. Ki agavna krav shlamim, we learned that the halacha is that we brought for a shlamim if it's over a year old. The sanya, as we learned in a brisa that we quoted earlier on the previous summit on Sadi Vavam Beis, kesev l'rabos es ha-pesach l'alya. The word kesev comes to tell us that Karban Pesach's pale is supposed to be brought up with other imurim. Kishuamer im kesev, what is the word im come to be marbe? L'rabos es ha-pesach shavish v'nasa. It's coming to tell you that Karban Pesach that's over a year old, v'shlamim habo en machmas pesach, or a carbon shlamim, for example, a tmuras pesach, or a pesach that for whatever reason the bialim brought another carbon pesach, in such a case it's brought as a shlamim. Not only that, l'chometz is shlamim, it has all the halachos of shlamim, shetun smicha, that the owner needs to lean on it, unesachim, the libations, wine libations, the trufas chazei v'shok, and the waving of the kohen and the bialim together. The Braisa also adds, Kishuamir, Imeis Hivsik Inyan Limit al Eishain Ton Alyu. And when the Pasuk says there by the carbon shlam Imeis, it's coming to tell us the Eis does not have the requirement of the fats of the tail to be brought up with a Murim. So we see the rule doesn't hold as a hard and fast rule. And that is, we see that even though a Chatas would have a requirement when it's over a year old to pasture until it gets a blemish, a carbon Pesach could still be brought as a shlamim. Amar Lei. Here, the Amar Lei is unclear. Who's responding to Rav Yosef? Because the Gemara doesn't mention that Rav Yosef was asking the question to anybody. The Duke Sofrim says that we should take out the words Amar Lei. So I would encourage you to put in parentheses in your Gemara, Amar Lei. Of course, parentheses means that it's taken out. Brackets mean that the Girsa is correct. So the Gemara answers, Ki Kamar Shmuel Ba'avudim. Shmuel said this halacha, when do we say that a carbon chatas and a carbon pesach are the same thing? That was when the carbon pesach is lost. But if it's just that it's dachui, because it's a year old, loy amar, he didn't say that there is any parallel. Avudim means that the animal got lost, and another animal was brought in its place. But when it's a year old, then that halacha didn't apply. Asks the Gemara, is that so? The avud, mi mishkachesla, by avud, do we say every time by chatas, the halacha is that it would pasture, that by a karban pesach would also pasture? V'hare avuda b'shas hafrasha, l'rabbanan d'l'rei azot. The rabbanan are of the opinion that if you have a karban chatas, and then another one was designated because the first one got lost, the rabbanan disagree with Rebbe in Temura, and the rabbanan hold that the carbon is supposed to pasture. Disnan, hifrish chatasa va'avda ve'frish acheres tachtev nimtzis harishona va'arei shtein omdos. Both of them could be brought as a carbon chatas. Achas me'antikarev, one of them is brought. V'shniya tamus divrei Rebbe. Second one has to die. According to Rebbe, you don't allow it to pasture. You bring it into the kippah, and it dies there. V'chacham ma'irim ein chatas me'isa. Chacham disagree. El shenimtzis la'acher shenischap bailim. The only time that there would be a requirement for it to die is if it was found, the first one was found, after the kapara. Hakoidim sheniskapru bailim. Roe. But if it was found before, then in such a case it could be pasture and its money could be used for another carbon, when it is sold. So that's the halacha according to Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara finishes off its question. V'ilu b'pesach, but what happens in regards to a Karban Pesach? Heicha da'avad, if it is lost. V'nimtza acher chatzos, kodim shchita. And if it's found after chatzos, prior to shchita, krav shlamin. It's brought as a shlamin. And we don't say that it needs to pasture. It could be brought as a shlamin. So this is a question on Shmuel that we learned 8 lines from the top that says, Kol shebechatas roa b'pesach nami roa. We see this Karban Chatos is roa according to the Rabbanan. Yet, if it would be a Pesach, it could be brought as a Shlamim. The Gemara answers, Shmuel goes according to that other opinion of Rebbe that disagrees with the Rabbanan. Shmuel k'Rebbe srile, d'amar avuda l'misa, azla, that the halacha is that if it's avud, once it's found, it immediately goes to Misa. Okay, but still, how is that going to parallel Chatas to Pesach? V'kol avuda l'Rebbe Misa Mesa. According to Rebbe, all avudos, once it's lost, if it's a chatas, then it has to be put to death. But if it, according to everybody, if you have a Karban Pesach that was lost before chatzos, and it's found before chatzos, so then in such a case, it does pasture, it's not put to death. So again, we see that even according to Rebbe, there's no parallel between a chatas and a Karban Pesach. So the Gemara, an amazing lomdus. Chatzos, lav avudu. Kodim chatzos is not considered lost. Kidur Rava, as Rava to Adama, Rava Avedas, lay lav shema Aveda. When there's a Karban chatzos that was lost at night, since it was lost at a time that's not possible to bring a Karban chatzos, then that's not called lost. So therefore, you can't ask a kasha, according to this explanation of Shmuel, that Shmuel's statement that whatever a chatas is roa, Pesach would also be roa, from the fact that a chatas, avud, is lemisa, a Karban Pesach, avud before chatzos, is leroa, because that's, before chatzos, it's not even the zman akrava. If it's not even the zman akrava, so then in such a case, that's not even called lost. Ella roa, the Rebbe heich mishkachasla. But where then would you have a case where you have a chatas roa that the parallel to a Karban chatas by Pesach would also be roa? Says the Gemara on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis Kidur Rabbi Yoshia, we have such a case according to Rabbi Yoshia. Dam Rabbi Yoshia, hifrish te chatos lachrayis. If a person designated for one aveira two different chatos, two different animals, why? He designated one as a backup. Mischaper ba'achasman, then the kapara could be done with one of them. Ushnia to then the second one roams, pastures until it gets a mum, and then its money is used for hegdish. Analyzes the Gemara, that would be a parallel like Raboshia, that in such a case, even Rebbe would agree the second one would pasture by a Karban Pesach as well. And that's what the parallel will be according to Shmuel. No, that's not true. In such a case, the Karban Pesach, would the second one be brought as a shlamin? So we're still stuck. According to Shmuel, when Shmuel says, whatever Karban Chatas pastures, Karban Pesach also pastures, we haven't found his source at all. Ela Shmuel ki Rabbi Shimon Svirle. Maybe Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Chamesh Chatos Mesos. That the case of Chamesh Chatos Mesos, that applies whether, Rashi explains in Dibra Maschel, Ella, whether the animal was found before the kapara or whether it was found after the kapara. The moment it's lost and there's another designated in its place, immediately it's mesos. Mara doesn't understand how that opinion of Rabbi Shimon is going to be relevant at all to explain this cryptic line in Shmuel, 8 lines from the top on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. Asks the Gemara 5 lines to the top on Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. For Roa, the Rabbi Shimon, Leslay Klal. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to this concept of Roa at all, and we're trying to explain Shmuel's line that whatever is Roa by Chatos would be Roa for Pesach. And says the Gemara, Shmuel Nami Chodah Kamer. Shmuel was saying one sentence. It seems that we had an erroneous tradition in Shmuel, and Shmuel said nothing about Roa. What did Shmuel say? Kol shebechatos mesa bepesach krav shlam. Any chatos that's mesa, then in such a case, the Karban Pesach would die, would be brought as a shlamin. Rashi explains that this is a different understanding that's based on the line that we just said above, that Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that says that there are no chatos that are roa at all, and all chatos are mesa. Because, Rashi adds, if we were following the opinion of Rabbanan that there are times that there would be roeh, then why say kol shebechatas meisus krav shlamim? You should apply it even in cases of roeh, it's krav shlamim, as we've seen above in the Gemara, that there are cases where karben chatas is roeh, that's krav shlamim. For example, karben chatas shenimtzeis achar shekipru bailim, the parallel case of karben pesach would also be krav shlamim. And what was Shmuel trying to bring out? Lafukim mid Rabbi Yochanan. He was trying to point out that Rabbi Yochanan, who's two lines later on Amud Aleph, about nine lines from the top on Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph, Shmuel was approximately seven lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Shmuel. Da Amar ena Pesach krav shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan of the opinion that Karim Pesach could only brought a shlamim el shnimtza achar shchita. Aval koytim shchita loy. But if the first Karban Pesach is found prior to Shechita, and then the Shechita is done, we consider the animal, the original Karban Pesach, Nidche B'Yadayim. Alma, we see that according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Shechita Kava, that the Shechita is Koveya, that the animal is Nidche, hence, in not all cases, once the Karban Pesach is found, is it brought as a Shlam, because it's Nidche from a Shlam. Kamash Malan, we hear that from what Shmuel is bringing about, is Chatzos Kava, that the question is whether it is, which is Koveya. If the animal is found before Chatzos, it's not Nitche. If the animal is found after Chatzos, it is Nitche. Of course, we've mentioned earlier, anything that's before the Zman Isur is not even called, like Chatzos, according to Shmuel, is not even called Avud. And we put a big period over here, and now the Gemara goes back to a previous juncture in its Shakulataria and takes a different track. We had asked, how could Shmuel had said, before we modified Shmuel seven lines from the top over here in our Amud, we had Shmuel in the original Girsa as saying that whatever is Roeh Bechatos is Roeh BePesach as well. How could we say that? We worked very hard to find such a case and we didn't, and therefore we said it must be an error in what Shmuel had said. In other words, we had not received the appropriate tradition what Shmuel had taught. Lishna Achrina, there's a different tradition that retains that original Girsa. V'ilu b'Pesach hecha de'ovud, v'nimtza achar chatzos kodim shchita,
yikrav shlamim. We had argued earlier that Pesach is different than a chatos shenevad, because if it's found prior to shchita, it's brought as a shlamim, and therefore there's no parallel to a carbon chatos. However, if you say, argues the Gemara, Shmuel k'rabba svirle, that Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabba, the Omer shchita kova, that holds that it's the Shechita that is Koveya, and therefore we don't take into a Chatzos into account at all, and once the Karban Pesach was found before the Shechita of its counterpart, so then in such a case, it would be Nidche. Then it would be exactly like a Karban Chatos, and it would have to be Roeh. Asks the Gemara, but something doesn't fit in the way we had presented the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. V'amid dekamer Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan presumably is responding to Shmuel on Amud Aleph, about nine lines from the top. And he said, in disagreeing with Shmuel, he claimed, Rabbi Yochanan claimed, Eina Pesach Krav Shlamim El Shnim Tzachar Shechita, that the Karban Pesach is not brought as a Shlamim, except if it's found after Shechita. Aval Kodem Shechita Lo. But prior to Shechita, then it does not have a din shlamim. Alma, what does that seem to indicate? That Rabbi Yochanan holds Shechita kava. Michlal de Shmuel savar chatzos kava. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shechita is kava, so Shmuel holds that chatzos is kava. So how could you suggest that Shmuel is following the opinion of Rabba that only Shechita is kava? Ela suggests the Gemara like we had suggested before. Shmuel k'Rebbe svirle, d'amar avuda l'misa azla, that he holds like Rebbe who says avuda always goes l'misa. But how could that work? Well, kol avuda Rebbe mustn't. According to Rebbe, all avuda die. Vilu b'pesach, but then we learn by Karim Pesach, hecha d'avet kodem chatzos, nimtza kodem chatzos roet, that it does pasture, so it can't be working in consonance with Rebbe, the second statement of Shmuel, kol sheha chatas roa pesach Gam Roeh, said that according to Rebbe, there is no case of Chatas that's Roeh. It's all Mersin. Fine, but there is a case of Karban Pesach that is Roeh. So we'll answer, Kasavar, we could rephrase Shmuel and re-explain Shmuel, Kodim Chatzos Lav Ovid Hu, that before Chatzos is not considered Ovid, Vikasavar Chatzos Kava, the animal was found before Chatzos, it's not even considered Ovid at all. And if the critical line is only Chatzos, so then it works in consonance with Rebbe. Shmuel works in consonance with Rebbe. That just like Rebbe says that there is no case where Chatzos is Roa, so Shmuel could work with Rebbe, and therefore this whole idea of Kol Shebechatzos Roa doesn't apply, and Shmuel holds that you'll never have a case of Nevad that's any different than a Karmen Chatzos, because if it's found before Chatzos, and Chatzos is the Koveya, it never has a Din Nevad. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tzadi Zayin in Maseches Pesachim, a real Cheshbon Daf. I'm looking forward to joining everybody after Shmini Atzeres. We will even record a Daf in Eretz Yisrael for Simchas Torah of Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Be'ezer Hashem joining you again for Perek Arvei Pesachim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tzadi Zayin in Maseches Pesachim.